Owen County, Kentucky has one of the highest risk rates for drug overdoses in the region. Northern Kentucky University recently received a $1.8 million federal grant to combat the opioid epidemic there. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU. I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield. Owen County is a rural community that sits an hour away from Lexington, Louisville, and Cincinnati. Shanna Osborne is a county native and NKU care coordinator. She gave me a tour and said she couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Outside of Osborne's white Jeep windows, I saw a quaint town with an abundance of land and churches. The county is considered a bedroom community because people who live there work in other counties.
We want to live here, and most people don't mind to drive 40 minutes to their job every day just because they want to come home and not have to see their neighbors. What we're driving through right now is big. This is the big city. My neighbor is, you can't see their house from my house.
They also don't mind driving to other counties for health services, which caused the Owen County Hospital to shut its doors in 2016 because it didn't have enough patients to stay open.
So just to give you a quick stat, in the country, the ratio of mental health providers to the population is 360 to 1. In Kentucky, it's not as good. It's about 490 to 1. In Owen County, it's almost 3,000 to 1.
That's NKU's Vice President of Health Innovation, Valerie Gray Hardcastle. She's overseeing the program from the university's campus. She wants all community members to get regular checkups as a preventative measure. There are some clinics in town, like Triad Health Systems and North Key Community Care. But some people don't have access to those services because of transportation or simply not knowing they exist. Hardcastle says 45% of people in the county don't have internet access in their homes, and the terrain can make cell phone service spotty.
So the idea, oh, you just put it on social media. Oh, we'll do telemedicine. Oh, you know, those communication practices really are not effective in a place like Owen County.
So NKU is getting crafty. Pharmacists are handing out bags with advertisements for NKU's program as one way to reach out. Hardcastle says nationally things are turning around, but in Northern Kentucky, it's a different story.
5 years ago, we would see the majority of overdose deaths happening between ages of about 35 to 55.
Now, most overdose deaths are younger people, between 18 and 35 years old.
Which tells us then that people start abusing drugs about 10 years earlier.
Darren Carter says he was introduced to pain pills in 1991 after he injured his leg playing high school football.
I never knew nothing about a pill, and I thought, it wasn't going to help. Well, I took them, and next thing you know, that I was off to the races. I couldn't function without them.
Carter, who's 47, says he would convince himself the pills weren't working because he couldn't get enough. Back then, if you weren't a popular family, he says, people didn't care that you were struggling with an addiction. While he was incarcerated, a visit from his son pushed him to get clean. Now, almost everyone is pitching in to reel the community back to its glory days. Over the next 3 years, Osborne will work to create a recovery community so people with substance abuse disorders can have and be sponsors. While I was in Owen County, Darren Carter seemed eager for Osborne to get the program up and running.
It makes me feel good to know that I can help somebody because there wasn't nobody there to help me.
Carter says he feels good that the program is helping get back to the town's motto of being where community matters. Ambrielle Crutchfield, 91.7 WVXU.